Beloved Guruji, anchored in love and surrender, I continue this journey of serving the heart, open to the new and unknown moments. During these months, traveling very alone, I had the chance to live intensely and to go deeper in myself. With you always in my heart, emanating courage to go on. And now, how good to meet in satsang. We will fly to the place where there is no mind, no pain, no suffering, only love and light that overflows from the bottom of the soul. Hallelujah. Jai Ho Vasant Swaha. Gratitude. Your beloved Devamani. Ordinary people get very stuck in their way of living because humans are creatures of habits. So very soon you fall into a habit. And when you have a habit, then you fall dull. Because you can function just like a machine, doing the same every day. If you don't have awareness, then you become just like a machine. That's how the ordinary society is. People go to work, they come home, they watch the television, they eat. Nothing happens. It's the same, day in, day out. So for that kind of life, you don't need any awareness. And that's another reason why I want you to go on these trips. I'm trying to push you in all different ways. It's a very subtle art. In one side, I have to support you. And on the other side, I have to be very firm. But when you are in places like this and traveling alone, then you all the time will meet different sides of yourself, new situations, that you have to use your awareness. Because maybe your past, your conditioning, your habit, it doesn't fit. You have to be creative how to respond to new situations, to be alive. That's why normally when people travel, they are just like they were in America, in France, in Australia. And in that way they don't fit in the new place. They have gotten stuck in their conditioning, in their society. And you have to be flexible. You have to be loose and flexible. Responding to the moment, responding to the situation, responding to the environment, getting in tune with the people there. That is the art. So it's a beautiful way how to let go of your past, of your ideas, because when you are in a new place, maybe it doesn't fit in. Maybe it's totally out of tune. And if you are sensitive, then you will sense that. But ordinary people, and ordinary tourists, they are not in tune. They are living just like they have been living wherever they came from. They don't feel the new environment. They don't feel the new moment. So this is part of the training. That you have to be loose and flexible on all levels. Don't have any idea. Learn to respond from the moment. Because every situation is new. Every day is new. Every moment is new. And if you are alert, then it's so beautiful. We will fly to the place where there is no mind, no pain, no suffering, only love and light that overflows from the bottom of the soul. Yes, that is what satsang should be, a remembrance of who you are, that you are not the mind, you are not your pain, you are not your suffering, you are awareness, peace itself. It is a time to come back to your center, the center of the cyclone. Because life is like a cyclone, so many things happening. But inside that cyclone, there is a still center, unmoving, quiet. Getting in tune with that is meditation. Realizing that is self-realization. Then, if you are sitting, you feel it. If you are walking, you feel it. It doesn't matter if you are still or if you move. It is always there in your center. So for me, this is all part. You have to function outside and you have to function on the inside. Most people, they are so stuck in their identity, in their role, that they are always the same. There is no flexibility there. There is no looseness. They become hard. Instead of being a river, they are like ice. So let go of all your ideas, all mine, and be open to the moment. And that's beautiful thing with traveling, even though when you know, you don't need to travel anywhere because it becomes part of you. But it's a good training. But this reminded me what you were saying. How good to meet in satsang. We will fly to that place where there is no mind, no pain, no suffering, only love and light that overflows from the bottom of the soul. The soul is always overflowing. The only thing that most people are not in touch with it. Kabir says, O seeker, my land is a sorrowless land. I cry aloud to all. I tell everybody, the king and the beggar, the emperor and the fakir, whoever seeks for shelter in the highest, in the divine, let them all come and settle in my land. This is where the mystic lives. This is where Kabir lives. In that land, beyond any sorrow, any pain, any ideas. My land is a sorrowless land. That is the outcome when you have realized your true nature. It doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. And then he wants to share. I cry aloud to all, to the king and to the beggars, to the emperors and to the seekers. Whoever seeks for shelter in the highest, let them all come and settle in my land. And how can you find his land? You have to go in. It's available for everybody. It is there in Kabir, it's there in you. The seed is in everybody. In every human being, the seed of consciousness, of the highest. But very few realize it. And many humans die with just the seed. It hasn't flowered. Let the weary come and lay his burdens here. So live here, my brother. Live here, my sister, that you may cross with ease to the other shore. It is a land without earth and sky, without moon and stars. For only the radiance of truth shines in my Lord's temple. He says the only thing that is needed is the truth. Forget everything else. Settle in that which is, that has always been as it is, that will always be as it is, and that is available in this very moment. Nothing is essential except the truth. Rest in the truth. But ordinarily you have to focus on so many things, so many desires, so many projects, so many dreams, that you totally oversee what is there. Trying to find something in the future which is available here and now. That is the mind. That's how the mind goes on delaying. That's how you go on delaying waking up. Because if you see, then everything will change. Ayman wrote me, "What a joy, beloved. Only you can bring me back. I'm very, very happy here. Even sick, you seem higher than the mountains around us. With all the respect for the mountains, 1,000 times, thank you. All the mountains are in you. You are much vaster than the mountains. But the mountains are so a beautiful reminder for a meditator. Because what is more solid, beautiful than the mountain? So that's why all the Buddha says, sit like a mountain. Park your body like a mountain. That is the position of the Buddhas. When you meditate, you sit like a mountain. And slowly, slowly, you become so peaceful, so still, so silent, just like a mountain. That nothing moves. Then all the mountains are in you. Ordinary people, they are just like a leaf in the wind, very wavering, just a little breeze and you get all shaken up, you lose your center so easy. But if you become like a mountain, settled in your own being, in your natural self. No wind can disturb you, whatever is happening. You are resting in your inner center, undisturbed what is happening on the surface. If you live on the surface, which most human beings do, then again and again you get lost. Any little breeze, any little wave, and something happens. You get disturbed. You get afraid. You get worried. But finding that which is undisturbed in you, nothing can disturb. Be like a mountain. It's a great reminder for any meditator. Sit like a mountain. Be still. Like your own being becomes Mount Kailash. You don't need to go there. You become it. How beautiful the mountain was this morning with the white snow. My God. I'm very happy that the cold and the snow came so you could see. Now I feel very at home, just like how I remember when I live in the Himalayas. Then sitting outside in the early morning, very cold. Then the first rays of the sun over the mountain, and it hits you. Wow! Pah! What is better than that? It's all about enjoying the small things in life. Beloved, I was so happy to see that you were in Bali. I felt you so much there. I'm in love with the island and the people there. I bet you were happy because you were there. I'm working on a project of a hotel. So last month, as I was working there, and then I also experienced a little of the Balinese culture, they have something with acceptance that really touches me. Everything happens as it is supposed to. Nothing can be controlled. And I could experience that with so many earthquakes that I felt there, that we are so small in the face of the force of nature. This brought me even more back to the moment, to enjoy the simple things, to enjoy myself, to be in peace with everything that happens. All these experiences there made me integrate even more the teachings that I receive from you. That's why I send you all these places, so you can integrate it. Because my teaching is not of thinking. You've been thinking too much. You're all a slave of thinking. My teaching is of living. Of living. And anybody any people that lives more in tune
from the generator. Power to.
He puts it on? How does he do that? How does it disappear? Huh? And how does it come back? He does it. He's the guy now. That's what she's saying. Nothing can be controlled. Everything happens as it's supposed to. Nothing can be controlled. How does that feel for all your fucking control freaks? Maybe I have to take you all the way here for you to start understanding. Nothing can be controlled. You are totally out of control. Pah. Now we are all in the hands of Lotus. Is back. Are you checking something, Kalam? Huh? I thought it was the neighbor that comes in, and then it was Kalam, it's like checking out things. But helping and working on a project of a hotel, construction a hotel in Bali, that is risky. My God. What an idea. I would never put my money there, that's for sure. Already they have so many disasters. Lombok is already a disaster. The first night I was there, I was wondering, am I dreaming or what? The whole bed was like this. But of course that gives people an acceptance of how things are. Because that's how life is. In the Himalayas also we have earthquakes, but Bali is much more intense. The whole island is a volcano. If you tune into it, you feel like this. Any moment, and then building a hotel, great, investment. Talking about living in the moment. If you are lucky, you manage to build it finish before it poof. But what to do? They are living there, no? But what is great there, and it's the same here in the Himalayas, which is everywhere, but it's the intensity of the nature and people who live more in nature and they have some hardship in life. In the West, people have become so dull. Life is so comfortable, so safe, that they have no more awareness. And then also, when they are living so protected, and so is sleep, they lose also their life energy, their friendliness, their openness. They don't know how to take care of each other. When life is more, you know, any moment it can be an earthquake, any moment some disaster can happen. You know how it is to have a hardship, to have no money, to lose everything. Then you appreciate life. And you're taking much better care of each other. I must say that some of the most beautiful times where I see people really being loving and friendly and helpful to each other has been when it has been disasters, floods, hurricanes like this. Because then you come together, you are all together in the same, you are not separated anymore. Otherwise, it's so easy to be separated. And this is much more prone in the West. And that's why people are so asleep there. You see, the people in the East, they are much more alive, much more happy. Maybe poorer, but much more happy, much more life energy. And still, people are following the West. It doesn't lead anywhere. Then at least, much better to do something crazy like building a hotel in Bali or something. And inshallah. And that's what you need, Nabi, and everybody needs. This reminder just to live simple, to live in the moment, with not so much planning, who knows. We have to live now and enjoy the small things in life. Because you all have been trained so much for the future, to be professional, to be intelligent. And that's where all these diseases, the stress, the conflict, the uneasiness that you have, overworked minds, to becoming something that is false. You cannot become something that is false. You can only become what is real, which is already there. So I'm happy you're getting out of the past and seeing how life can be. How easy it can be, how beautiful it can be, how simple it can be, how playful it can be. No, I'm so happy to be in India waiting for you, an overflowing heart of gratitude to you for bringing us in these trips inside and outside. I love you, Nabiya. Life is very precious. I mentioned the other day Naropa as one of many enlightened beings who have been in these areas and roamed around Himalayas. And his master was Tilopa. And I want to tell you what Tilopa gave to Naropa. That is always the hard thing for the master, to find a disciple who is receptive enough, worthy enough for the teaching, that has an unclouded mind, who is totally available, thirsty for the nectar. Tilopa says, the fool in his ignorance, disdaining Mahamudra. Mahamudra is the ultimate truth. So the fool, he turns his back to the truth, to the Dharma. He doesn't listen. He goes on living his life, unconscious life. And the fool knows nothing but struggle in the flood of samsara. Have compassion for those who suffer constantly anxiety. And this is the new disease in the West, anxiety, stress. Everybody is suffering from anxiety, from stress, from tension, from worry. Why? Because they don't listen to the truth. The truth is totally forgotten. Everybody lives on the surface. Money has become God, not meditation, not awareness, but image. Have compassion for those who suffer constant anxiety. Only those who are sick of unrelenting pain, who had enough and desiring a release, they came to the Master. For when His blessing touches your heart, the mind is liberated. In the East, they know this. The Guru comes with the medicine that can heal you. It's the nectar of truth. Anybody who eats the truth gets healthy. But where you come from, in the West, all this is totally forgotten. In fact, a master, a guru, is something silly, is way beyond their comprehension, is not in the history at all, is only the material. And because they have forgotten the spiritual self, they suffer. Because the body will die, and knowing only the material, you get anxiety, you get worry, you are clinging to life instead of accepting things as they are. Clinging makes you suffer anxiety. Controlling makes you suffer. sick of unrelenting pain and desiring release, stick to the Master. For when His blessing touches your heart, the mind is liberated. When the heart gets touched by the Guru's blessings, the mind is liberated, the mind becomes quiet. That's why it's so important to have an open mind, open heart, and receptivity. Otherwise, it cannot be given even if the Master wants to give. This Tilopa is saying, he knows how difficult it is. Most people are not interested in the truth. Just a few lucky ones is ready, who had enough of the dreams of the world, of samsara, of desires. No, I want peace. I want the real. He said, let go of what has passed. All the Master says, let go of the past. Because your whole past is your identity. To be available to the moment, you have to let go of the past. Then second, let go of what may come. Let go of the future. Again, that is the mind dreaming about the future. So, having letting go of the past and the future. Three, let go of what is happening now. Let go even deeper. Be empty. Don't try to figure anything out. Because who is figuring out is the mind. Be blank, be receptive. And don't try to make anything happen. Everything is already happening. Just get in tune with it. Relax right now and rest. So simple. My whole teaching comes down to just relax. Take it easy. Right now, Aum Shanti.
Sangate Bodhiso Parangate Parasangate so eata gate gate parangate para sangate bodhiso eata gate gate parangate para sangate bodhiso eata gate gate parangate para sangate bodhiso Eyanta gate gate para gate para sangate bodhiso. 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 Eyanta